KMFM 99.5, Max, Shannon, Porchab. We got Justin Moore coming into town here on the 23rd of January. We're very excited about that. But we got him on the phone right now. We're even more excited about that. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you.
Glad to do it. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes here this morning. So the tour, how's the tour going for you so far?
Man, the end of the year, we kicked it off close to the end of the year, trying to get our feet wet and get our legs under us, obviously. And it started out great. You know, it's fun to get back out. Early on in the year, we did a co-headlining tour with our buddy Lee Bryce, and that was a whole lot of fun and good to get to hang out with him. We've been in the business about the same amount of time and have known each other for a while and enjoyed that. But we're obviously excited to get back out and do our own thing. And happy to have Dylan Scott out with us, who's obviously off to a great start in his career as well. So far, so good. As long as we don't get back out next year, screw it up, we'll be all right.
and talking about your tour and the one of the big promos they're talking about is, man, can you believe it's been 10 years for you already?
No, I can't, to be honest with you. It's that's a huge blessing, obviously, to have had the longevity that we have had. And, I think I can only speak for myself, but when I moved to town, I was hoping to get a record deal. And that was it. That way, if I went back home, and didn't have any success, I could say, well, at least I had a record deal. And then I got that and had a hit record, and I thought, man, I would have been a one-hit wonder. We need to have a few more. And the fact that we went back and it's been 10 years is just, it's really hard to believe. And it's been a ton of fun. Obviously, a lot of hard work, but a whole lot of fun. And a lot of the credit, if not the majority of the credit, obviously goes to the fans who have supported us from day one. And you guys at Country Radio, y'all have been good to us from the get-go, and it's much appreciated.
Well, kind of don't care. Is that a personal philosophy?
Well, it depends on the situation. At times it can be. But, no, it's funny. I love songs. When I get a list of songs and I'm listening for an album, I always read the titles before I listen to the songs, because I love when titles jump out at me and that are different. And I also love different ideas. And obviously, kind of don't care. That line kind of jumped out at me. And I heard the song and loved how honky-tonk traditional sounding it was. And happy we had the opportunity to cut it. We've had a lot of success early on in the life of this album, with the first two singles going number one. And if you guys know, Somebody Else Will was a little different for us from, the perspective of the way the song sounded. It was a little more progressive for us. And so happy that you guys, the radio and the fans, didn't look at us like we had three heads when we put that out. I'm glad it did well. But it's fun for me to go back and do something that's super traditional, kind of what got us to the dance,
Mm-hmm. And Justin, let's talk a little bit about your personal life. You've almost got a basketball team at home now. You got three girls and now Thomas South.
Yeah, it's the kitchen's closed, though. It's over. No more. So if I play a basketball game with them four, I'll have to jump in to make a fifth or something. But now we're extremely blessed, my wife and I, to have four healthy babies. Our oldest will be eight soon, and so we have eight, six, and three. They're all girls, and then obviously South is the only boy. He's fixing to be 6 months, so we're really blessed.
The kitchen's closed. Hey, who closed the kitchen, Justin?
I was, everybody, but when we got pregnant for South, we didn't find out what we were having, so I just went into the hospital and assuming I was going to have my fourth wedding to pay for. But everybody goes, man, you shooting for that boy, ain't you? That's what everybody assumed, but it was actually my wife shooting for the boy. So, I was good with my girls. I love my girls and kind of had that down pat, And I can tell you from a
a specific standpoint, it may be a little too early for your listeners, but the diaper changing is drastically different between the girls and the boys. There's a whole lot more to navigate with them boys.
Well, you need eye protection.
That's what I hear, you know. And I've been lucky, knock on wood, and he hadn't peed on me, but he has two or three other people. So I don't know if that's like the bro code thing. He knows it's me, and he's like, I don't want to get whipped when I get old enough. So I'm not going to do that or what.
All right, man. Well, listen, congratulations on the tour. Congratulations on the success of the album. And
we'll see you January 23rd at the Tucson Arena, man.
Hey, we're looking forward to it, guys. Thanks for having me. And it's about 36 degrees here at the house. Whew. So I'm looking forward to coming to Arizona in January. That'd be a good time to come there.
We'll try and warm it up a little bit for you, bud.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Merry Christmas to you and the family, Justin.
Hey, y'all too, guys.